His Honor Mayor Dobies joins us this morning. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Good. The Our Town food distribution really went well on Monday, didn't it?
Yeah. I'd say we got out about 1,200 meals to people from all over Jackson. There was huge lines all around Cypress Street there, and I got to say, you know, we had probably a dozen city staffers there from our DPW department to Parks and Rec and other departments within the city, and Kelly Hoover and Mike and others have really done a great job in helping to bring this program together along with Consumers Energy. Mindy British Horta was there with some other volunteers, and it made for a really smooth process, and people were happy and got a lot of people fed, and also got a lot of business for local restaurants that are struggling in a time of pandemic. I know we just reopened with caution a lot of the local restaurant industry, but you know they've been struggling for a long time and through winter, and I think this Our Town program has been really helpful and helping to keep them some income coming in for them and helping to get some mouth fed here in Jackson County.
Yeah, great idea. It's really a win-win, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I say it's a win-win-win. You know, we get to help support local businesses, help people that struggle with food insecurity during the pandemic, and, you know, we get to show the rest of the state how resilient our community is and how, you know, we're going right into the heart of one of the biggest food deserts that we have in the city, the neighborhood surrounding the King Center, and passing out food to those in need. And a lot of that, we've made sure to that the ingredients are also, to the extent possible, locally sourced. So it's helping the surrounding community and suppliers as well.
So it's every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and that's pretty ambitious.
Yeah, it's going to grow from there. You know, we had some a lot of cars coming through, and then we had some other people coming through to pick up and distribute to some of the other shelter setups that we have in congregate housing. Mm-hmm. So that was really helpful. But yeah, it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It's going to be from 4 to 6 p.m. For the next couple of weeks here, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So those that couldn't make it out with us Monday, come out Wednesday night or Friday night, and we'll get you some to-go orders. And, you know, Monday, it sounds like it's going to be pretty cold Monday. So definitely if you're planning on volunteering with us, there's an opportunity to do so at the City of Jackson's website, and there's information that we posted on our Facebook page. But we had a good showing, you know, on our first day, and hopefully more people can come out to help support the operation there. And in fact, a couple of people, you know, as they came through, donated, you know, a couple of bucks to help keep things going. So it's just great. And I said to people, you know, it's great to volunteer as well, because you kind of get to, even if it's a short 10-15 second window as you're kind of taking people's orders, you get to see some faces that you haven't been able to see in a long time, and have some quick catch up. So it was I was there from 4 to 6. It was great. I took some leftover food out to Mama Tutu so she could get it out into the community as well, but it's great to see the community coming together in the time of the pandemic. So
I know you had a
great opportunity.
You had some tents set up. The best way to drive through?
Yeah, the best way is to drive through. We have a big tent set up right at the MLK Center there, and you know all of the food is set up there with some warming lights, and then we have people that kind of walk out into the line of cars and take orders, so that by the time they're pulling up into the center of the tent there, they already know how many boxes that they need, and they're just, you know, rolling their window down and getting it passed through the window to them. So you know, we're taking all the precautions necessary. People are still wearing masks outside, wearing gloves, all that sort of stuff.
Sure.
You have to now because it's so cold out. But, yeah, it seemed to work really well. And, again, kudos to the staff that helped put the logistics of all that stuff together. And it's great to be able to put the King Center back to use in that sort of way, too.
No call from the Attorney General yet?
Nope. I haven't got a call yet. So check my phone every day for you.
Okay, urban farming ordinance. What in the world is that?
It's a little too cold to farm now, I think. But you know, I'm preparing for what we can do to take a look at some of the ordinances and policies that we have and open them up a little bit. One of the things that I worked with former Councilwoman Colleen Sullivan on is what we can do working with the community, and we worked with a number of different local urban farmers, environmental leaders on seeing what we can do to allow chicken coops and the raising of chickens within the city. Similarly, the ability for people to allow beekeeping within the city. So having these urban apiaries, and I think as you look at other communities and what they've been able to do to adapt and think strategically about how they have this adaptive reuse of property that's vacant, they've considered that. Detroit has the whole industry around urban apiaries and beekeeping, and I think that's something that we can explore here too. And that's why I want to. I got a planning commission meeting tonight, and plan to put that in front of the planning commission and take a look at it and see how we can make sure that while we're allowing for those activities within the city, we're doing so in a responsible way for the surrounding homeowners and businesses that may be affected by those decisions from some of our neighbors.
Is there a demand for chicken coops?
Yeah, I think so. I think that people have been interested in it for a long time. I think that we have taken a look at a number of different policies from other cities, and I think that there's definitely interest in it, and there's definitely interest in beekeeping within the city. I know a number of people have mm-hmm. talked to me about it. We've actually had conversations with Stellar Apiaries just north of town about what that would look like and how other cities have constructed their policies to make sure that all of this is being done in a safe and secure way. So, yeah, I think there's definitely demand. There's it's a source of sustenance for some. It's a hobby for others, and I mm-hmm. think that I don't have any problem with doing it. I actually support it so long as it's done in a way that doesn't become a nuisance for the surrounding community, and I think that's what the structure of the policy will allow.
So we could have a pig farm in the city?
No pig farms, but one of the other things I also understand is that there's some interest in allowing people to have mini pigs in the city. The Vietnamese miniature pigs.
They smell just like the big ones.
similar to little dogs, smart animals, but
on a leash.
On a leash, yeah. There's certainly, I think, a lot of the provisions around cats and dogs would apply to those animals as well. And, certainly there would have to be some consideration around the size and other right, other manners right. to be able to have those sorts of animals within the city. So, those are things that I'd hope that the Planning Commission can take a look at my draft proposals and work on and eventually bring up in front of council in the future.
Have you met with your COVID group yet?
We have met with the COVID group, yep. We had our first meeting last week. I think that they're excited to get started. They've rolled out a number of different goals and objectives of the governor's team and the administration on how they want to quickly get the vaccine into arms, how they want to work to do that and stand up kind of these mass vaccination sites in order to do so once the vaccine becomes available, more available. So I think they got a, you know, I think they're right now seventh in the nation. Michigan is seventh in the nation in terms of vaccines. So, you know, we're in the top 10 and have a little bit of ways to go to get in the lead. But, you know, Michigan is doing an incredible job, and I think that that's been part in fact to the governor's leadership on you know, demanding that we get more vaccines. And Dr. J and their whole team at GHHS for helping to put these plans into place, and I'll say, you know, our local health officers and health officials and those at the county and Henry Ford that have been really prioritizing this. So look forward to continuing to work with the Protect Michigan Coalition and Commission, and as we kind of move forward and getting more vaccines into out to the public.
You see, really, the best way is going to be getting it into the pharmacies?
You know, I think that's part of the solution is having mass accessibility. I think the other thing that we want to prioritize is equitable distribution of the vaccine. So making sure that we have local plans in place to get them into areas where people can't necessarily get to a local pharmacy. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that we talked about, of having local plans, and it's going to look different in different areas, and I think that's going to be something that is incumbent on Jackson County leadership to plan for and prepare for themselves.
I may run out and buy a couple little pigs and put them on a leash.
There you go.
See if I can make some money here.
Perfect.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
Hey, thanks, Greg. I appreciate it.
Take care. Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies, and they'll be out the our food distribution today from 4 until 6 o'clock. And again, best way is really the drive-through there at the Kink Center.